So even if you were an atheist, would you actually use YouTube to declare your disbelief in God? Well, that is the goal of Rational Responders, Blasphemy Against God. Get a DVD. Joining us on the Nightside Newsline with more is Rational Responders co-founder Brian Sapien. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good, man. Thanks so much for having me on there in Mormon country.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting for me, actually. I was telling the folks last night when we were doing this story, the very first interview I ever did, even as a kid, was with Madeline Murray O'Hare, who was atheist leader, and she was quite a character, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm actually not a real big fan of Madeline. So,
yeah, well, you know, given the fact that I'm Catholic, she was a nice enough lady for, you know, what she was preaching or whatever you call it. But, you know, it's not my cup of tea. So tell me about your website. I've been there. What's the point of it?
Well, we think that there are quite a few things in the world that are irrational. Should one research them, they wouldn't be beliefs that you would hold with any sort of logical basis. And so those things we think deserve a rational response in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like belief that America is a Christian nation, or that science is dogmatic, or that evolution is not based in fact. And of course, and sometimes a lot of these stem from religion, but theism itself is probably the most widely held belief on the planet that we feel is irrational. And I hope that, by the way, your listeners aren't offended by me saying that. I don't think that they're bad people. I just think that one particular belief they hold, if they do hold a theistic belief, isn't a rational one to hold.
Let me ask you this, because you use the word belief, and that's where you know, we get in the discussion all the time, and that is that if somebody has a belief, it is a belief. They have a right to believe what they believe. You have a right to believe what you believe. It doesn't mean one person is right or wrong necessarily. We just have our own beliefs.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
I agree and disagree. I agree that we all have the right to our own beliefs, and I don't think that that, you know, somebody should be forced to change their belief.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that beliefs are just right or wrong and it doesn't matter what your beliefs are. You know, I believe that there are some beliefs that are right and some beliefs that are wrong, and I think that people should want to hold beliefs that are right. And I don't think that if you believe in a God or believe in anything based on faith without real good solid evidence and a foundation based in logic and reason, that you have any reason to claim that you're right. And I don't force anybody to think differently. I merely, I'm trying to break the taboo that we have about talking about religion in our society. We give God belief a free pass and we kind of let it slide. But if I told you that my Ford car could fly, you wouldn't believe me and you would think I was nuts. And so,
well, I tell you what, if you thought it could, I might think you're nuts quietly, but I wouldn't necessarily, you know, stuff your face in it. But I think what you said, I'm going to horrify our audience and I'm going to agree with you in that I don't think that somebody has a right to say I'm right and you are wrong. I don't believe anybody does that because, you know, your beliefs are your beliefs and you have a right to them. I just don't believe that you should say somebody else is wrong. And I mentioned Madeline Murray O'Hare. That happened to be something she did constantly. She was a very combative. She was the founder of the atheist movement in the United States, at least, you know, in the 60s. She brought about the huge separation of church and state and the schools with her own kid, etc. And she was very combative and in your face and up yours. And that was her attitude. Would you say that you guys are continuing that attitude now on the internet?
And in fact, that's why I say I disagree with Madeline Murray O'Hare.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's an atheist movement, just as there's not really a Christian movement. Christians have varying beliefs. In fact, Mormons believe very differently than born-again Christians do. What I believe about the world is definitely very different than Madeline Murray O'Hare. I believe that we should respect other people. And, you know, we always talk about whether or not we should respect other people's beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you're a Mormon and you're listening to this right now, and you had a friend that was addicted to heroin, and he thought the heroin was good for him, and this was his belief, as a friend, I would think that you would speak up to your friend and say, "Hey, look, this is what you're doing. This is wrong. This isn't good for you. You should stop."
Yeah, but you're not comparing religion to heroin use. I mean, come on, you're not doing that.
Actually,
right?
Well, I am, but to be fair, I'm really just comparing belief.
Okay.
Okay. I'm comparing what somebody believes and whether or not it's right or wrong. And so if you're going to truly respect your friend's beliefs, you would just allow him to continue to do the heroin.
Well, let me just do this because I want to get to the website before we get out of time. I will disagree with you one in one respect. I mean, there's people, I have friends who are atheists. I don't necessarily agree with them, but I would most assuredly, I got to disagree with you in comparing it to heroin use. I think that's, you know, off center. Let me ask you about your website. You've got folks who actually go on the website and say, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the Holy Spirit. What's the point of doing that?
Well, you know, Christians and anybody who believes in a God oftentimes believe in part because they're scared of the repercussions of not believing. Mm-hmm. And I think that people need to see how easy it is for others to show you how they're not scared. And there are a large amount of people out there that have read the Bible and know or feel that they know enough about it to have no reason to fear what couldn't possibly exist. And, you know, we feel that the Bible is contradictory. It's logically impossible. It's less possible.
I think even Christians would agree with you on some of that stuff, though. It does seem illogical. Tell you what, we're just about out of time. I would really like to see, I don't necessarily agree with your site and everything, but one section of it I would really, really love to see, or maybe you could open up a new site, and that is, I don't believe in Pat Robertson. That's I will support you. You can come on anytime if you do that.
I'll tell you what, man. I was telling you that we have these irrational things that we disagree with.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you've caught it, but if you go to the website on the left-hand side, there's, you know, the irrational precepts, and one of them is Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell.
Okay.
So, yeah. No,
I'll give you those. I'll toss those out. That's what we do on this show is we try and agree on something.
Right.
And you and I will agree on that. Not necessarily everything else, but I don't know if we're going to have a lot of members of the LDS Church going, but rationalresponders.com is the website. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thanks for having me. Glad
to hear you're not at least espousing some of the stuff of Madeline Murray O'Hare.
I try not to.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
That was interesting. I think, you know, people have said about Nightside a long time ago. I never thought I would ever hear that on a radio station owned by the LDS Church. And I think they will probably say it again now, too. You know, look, my attitude about that is, like, everybody's got their opinions. That's why I call them, like, when he started comparing it to religion to heroin use. I mean, give me a break. It's, you know. Come on. That's a bad analogy. Try again. But you know, the Pat Robertson thing is not the worst. You know, like we always say on the Nightside Project, we try and meet in the middle just a little bit. And I think we can all agree that Pat Robertson's a bit daffy.
I think
we don't call names. We just say that, you know, it's just kind of like Donald Trump, just a little bit off, a little bit off. Hey, why don't we hit that traffic music right now?
Hi, this is Brian Sapient. After the interview, just wanted to wrap up that heroin point. I wasn't trying to compare heroin to religion. I was merely showing that if you want to respect other people, sometimes you have to disrespect their beliefs. And by that, I mean that if you allow your friend to continue to do the heroin and kill himself because his belief is that heroin is good for him, you are... Well, you're respecting your friend's beliefs, but I believe that you're disrespecting your friend if you allow him to do it. And I think that if you don't allow him to, you are disrespecting his beliefs and you are respecting him. And I think that we need to respect people. And I think that just as Christians, I understand that Christians will see this if you're listening, you're a Christian or a theist, you'll see from your side possibly that this means that you should speak up more about your religious beliefs to other people. And there are atheists out there who say, well, I hate that Christians talk to us about religion. That doesn't bother me at all. I completely understand that. And that's what I do myself. I don't think that's wrong. I think that we should have more a dialogue about religion. I think that if we had more of a dialogue about religion, religious belief would wither away. And I think that in order to respect each other, we need to talk to each other about what we believe when we think other people are wrong. And I don't think that we do that enough about religion. And that's why we speak up. So, I just want to wrap up that point because he seemed to have missed the point. I do believe that heroin and religion are comparable in that, you know, they can both be very dangerous. And, you know, if you want to just use my example and say it's a horrible example, you know, look at 9/11, look at suicide bombers. If you want to look in the world of Christianity, look at the fact that they're subverting stem cell research and their loved ones just going to, you know, are dying around them of diseases that could be cured from stem cell research. themselves. You know, we're setting up for a world where people who are, you know, seeking to subvert stem cell research today will have Parkinson's tomorrow and won't be cured of it. And that is the danger of faith, and it is life-threatening. So I understand it's not always life-threatening, but you never know, you know, who it's going to affect the most. And so with that, you know, I think that it's time that we speak up and that we stop this irrational, detestable belief that is this notion that we should attain knowledge from things that we have no proof of. It makes no sense. And I don't think that people actually utilize that reasoning. Most people don't utilize that reasoning in other areas of their life. They only do it with God. And it's time that we expose that. So, and thanks for listening to this little interview. And it looks like there's a lot more to come. The media requests just keep coming in.